Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Okay, I have a big announcement that I've been waiting to announce for some time. I am going on a bus tour. It's called the Busted Up Tour because I got too fucked up from flying out every weekend because I fly out and then I only have 2 days to go see my 9 therapists. And my eating schedule gets all weird and I don't have time to sleep. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, we have to get back on a plane again. And it's absolute chaos. And if you are anything like me, regularity is key. So I'm going on a bus tour where I can load it full of coyote and special snacks. And I can just fucking pound out a bunch of cities in one tour. And I'm really excited about it. I've never been on a bus tour. All my musician friends do tours like this. And I've always been really jealous because if anybody has talked to a comedian, it just feels like we're always on tour for the rest of our lives. But not anymore. We're doing a big boy tour and then we're going to take a break. Then we'll go on another big boy tour if I like it. So this first tour is I'm going to Houston, New Orleans, Atlanta, Asheville, Charlotte, Louisville, Cincinnati, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Toronto, Boston, and Portsmouth. I'm really excited. A lot of those cities are places that you guys have been like, please come here. And a lot of them I haven't been to. I haven't been to Asheville, even though I love Asheville so much. So I'm excited for all of these. So here's the deal. If you want to avoid the scalping issue, if you want to get the tickets before they sell out, they're going to go on sale Wednesday, December 10th. I think that's in 2 days. That's in 2 days. And use pre-sale code Jordan. That is my first name given to me by God. You can get the tickets at jordanjensen.com or at punchup.live/jordanjensen. Either one. Okay, thanks. Bye. Look at my gray streak, my trauma streak.
Oh, wow. Is this new?
Isn't that nice?
No. It looks great.
New. Thank you so much.
It looks great. Are you going to stick with it or are you going to dye it? I vote stick with it.
I can't. It's too hard to dye like trauma streaks.
Really? Yeah. What do you mean?
It doesn't stick. Like you can dye like individual gray hairs.
The trauma streaks fight back.
Yeah, but trauma streaks fight back because it's just one huge streak.
I didn't know that.
That I got during a very hard time in my life.
Like the trauma hairs are actually more resilient than other gray hairs?
Well, it's a clump.
Yeah.
It's like a little weird. Clump.
I think it looks cool. My girlfriend has one too.
Nice.
From the past 2 years, I see her. She's so stressed out at work, and then I feel like I've almost seen it in real time.
Yeah.
Like, turn.
Yeah. With every breakup, mine just. It's great.
But it looks cool.
Thanks. I like it. It's like rogue.
Yeah, and it shows like you've made it. You've been through something.
Yeah. 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 Seen some shit, and I'm glad it's not the random.
Totally.
Which will happen, but I am. Glad
it will.
It's isolated itself.
Are you when it does happen like all over? Are you gonna?
Oh yeah, yeah. Just go
yeah,
with it. Yeah. Long Native American braid, you know.
Yeah.
a thick gray rope is what I'm hoping for with an eagle perpetually on my shoulder.
Wild.
It's fucked up, dude. It's
crazy.
Like, it's
it's a philosophical clusterfuck too, like conceptualizing it.
Yeah.
Cause it's like we're moving towards death every day that we're, it's just a whole, I mean, I don't even, it, I also used to not think about it that much because I felt like untouchable, but like I would be like, I would be so obsessed with being like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. But now like I'm about to be 40, December 20th, and I'm like, oh shit, I have no sense of time in any capacity. And not just in an ADD way, where people with ADD, that is like a thing where we have like a hard time like literally conceptualizing like an hour versus a month or whatever the shit. But I have a hard time like conceptualizing, I don't know, it's just overwhelming.
You did so good today. You got here at 5.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
As an ADD person.
Especially if I'm doing someone else's something or other, I really try to like be on time for that.
I can't. I cannot do it.
Really?
It's just impossible. Today I was like, I'm going to get there at 4:30. I got there at 4:50.
But you said you had to get there at 4:30, yeah. So you set a booby trap for yourself.
I set a booby trap.
Right. Totally. So then you did it. Then you got on time.
Yeah, totally.
Not on time for the time
right
that you wanted, but
I get stuck at the door. I can't, I have to check the stove so many times and then the door, and then I go back all the way up my,
what's going on with it? Is the stove an OCD thing?
Yeah.
So how many times do you have to check it?
Oh, it depends. It depends on how close I am to my period.
Interesting.
Yeah. If my Prozac is working, if it's like, it depends on, it's just like if I have a lot of self-doubt, like if I binge ate recently, all of a sudden my self-doubt is in there.
So that then you're like,
I don't want to get off the aging thing.
Well, also, I have to say, I wish I checked the fucking stove, and I wish I had a little of that OCD. And I don't mean that in any way insensitive to what you're going through with OCD, but I wish I had a little bit of checks and balances with that, because I actually have almost burnt things down two times in a very real way.
Here's what does it. I don't think about anything. I've almost burnt, like, my ex-boyfriend in my apartment once. It's my dog.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When my dog is in the house, if she was with, if she was
if
here,
if I even heard a hair on my, in any fucking animal's head, I would, it wouldn't be pretty.
I leave my door unlocked.
Yeah, me too.
Air fryer on when I leave, if she's with me, but if she's in there, I'm like, everything
precious
has to,
baby. Yeah. I, on my very first date with my girlfriend, I never cook anything in the stove because I know I'm going to leave it on.
Yeah.
So very first date, it's over COVID, like. We had not met before. It was our very first time meeting. I made us grilled cheese, and then I made the grilled cheese, and then I put it in the oven. I was staying at an Airbnb. We had this like nice date, but we both were like, God, we've kind of felt dizzy, but we didn't know if it was because we were just like having so much fun. Next day, I woke up feeling like really sick and fucked up, and then I realized the stove had been on, and I was like, whatever it is that like kills you.
The monoxide.
The monoxide, yeah.
I think it's carbon monoxide.
It's not good. Like
it's not good. Whatever it is quite bad.
It was bad. So that's all to say, like, I really should be checking the stove. I hope this didn't trigger you needing to check the stove more.
No, I'm not. I know.
A terrible
thing to tell stove.
Someone. Okay.
I don't use my fucking stove. I use an air fryer and that's it.
Yeah.
I should unplug the stove.
Do you clean the air fryer? Because I never clean mine and then we got mice.
I figured out tin foil.
Smart.
I use tin foil.
Smart.
But I eat the same thing every day. I eat hard-boiled eggs and fish.
Okay.
That's it.
If it works for you, it works for you.
Works great.
The last time we were here, I remember us talking about the ADD food hyper-focus thing.
I'm hyper-focused on that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
That's been a couple weeks.
Great.
Yeah. And the fish, I realize if I eat a giant piece of fish, like huge,
yeah,
I can get through shows, not get hungry,
it's have very satiating.
Crazy amount of energy. Yeah.
It's really satiating. It's the
but
fat.
And when I went home,
for Thanksgiving,
I like couldn't stop. Like, I could not stop eating.
It's also probably because when you're not getting, like different varieties of food, then when you do taste something that's so fucking delicious, it's like, how do you control yourself?
And, like, I think there's something, like, you come downstairs, my mom is talking to me, and it's like, I'm anxious because I'm not working. I don't have a schedule. And all of a sudden, I'm like, spoon in the peanut butter jar.
Oh, shit. That's such a trigger for me.
Yeah.
I used to eat so much peanut butter
as
a kid.
Peanut butter is the
problem. It's for me, it's Skippy. If I have, there's something about it, like the, and then I do it. I used to eat it so much, I would like choke myself out.
Yeah.
Because it's going down the throat.
Oh my God.
It's not going down as fast as I'm putting it in.
I've definitely had the moment where I'm like, I've choked on food.
That's how we're going to die.
Yeah.
We're talking about worrying about Adrian. We're both going to choke ourselves out from peanut butter. And then there's going
to
be someone who's going to wonder, it's not. And then there's going to be someone who's like, was that sexual?
Kind of.
It kind of
was. Yeah.
It's so
I was getting off.
it's
100%.
I'm getting close to it.
Yeah,
it's the fucking. And then when you cross that line and it's weird, but you let yourself keep going, but then you feel fucking awful.
I think about like if I had a last meal, I would get like several jars of peanut butter and a sheet cake, and then by the time I finished eating it, I would want to die.
And
I'd be happy about it.
I love sheet cake. Wait, that would maybe be my last meal too, except for I would also have nachos and steak and chicken wings with buffalo sauce.
I know, but those would want me to stay alive. If I eat a sheet cake, I'll be so sick that I'll be like, please, death,
kill me.
Yeah,
kill me now. You beat the system.
Yeah.
Totally.
Maybe even like carrot cake, like just
I don't like carrot cake.
Cream cheese fries.
Yeah, but
it'll
like
make
that.
You sick.
It will make you sick.
Just a tub of cream cheese.
Oh, I love that shit.
Are you doing no sugar right now?
No, I never really do no sugar because I can't do it, and I know it'll set myself up for failure.
Yeah,
but I feel like I'm pretty like dialed. My binge eating has been very good because I don't know. I don't want to jinx it.
When you went home?
Yes, but also I really think it's my cocktail of the medicine and supplements I'm on right now. Like help.
Like walk me through Thanksgiving.
Food-wise. Okay, there was one thing that was a trigger.
Okay.
My sister's husband makes this incredible chocolate cake, but now I like knew that if I was going to have some, I was kind of like, all right, you're going to have some of this, and whatever amount you eat it out in the open, no sneaking off, because
I sneak off.
I want to sneak off.
Snuck off.
Get me the fuck out of here. The last time I snuck off with food, that was like, maybe not the last time, but my girlfriend's best friend's daughter is like 7, we were making s'mores. Yeah, and so me and the kid keep I get triggered. You know when you get triggered. It's like a switch.
It's this. It's wah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go for
it. Let's go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm putting my hand in and all the other adult hands are out, but me and the kid are like bumping.
Yeah.
So I start getting like, shit, she's going to take all the marshmallows. I start grabbing them and putting them in my pocket. And then apparently she did too, because all of a sudden her mom's like, where are the marshmallows? Like, oh my God, like, did she take all the marshmallows? And I was like, and I went in the bathroom and like ate a bunch of marshmallows.
Do you ever get triggered at the movie theater when you're sharing popcorn with somebody?
Yeah, that would be.
It's like a race to death.
Yeah, that.
It's crazy.
I don't.
And you're not even eating it. You're just like, oh,
yeah.
You get stuck in the fucking.
There's something about the cycle of popcorn.
The cycle is crazy.
And it's soothing, though. Any type of dipping motion or that is so soothing to me.
I remember watching my dad do it and being like, you are insane.
He
and
would do that.
He's dead now. And now I do it.
He died, all of a sudden you just started like eating popcorn.
It's
just
crazy.
Like
his spirit entered my body. No, I've always been like this. It's nuts.
Is there any other way to eat popcorn though? Because to me, someone would seem like a serial killer if they were just going doop, doop, unless they're like a little kid. You know what I mean?
I have to not eat the popcorn.
Wouldn't you be on it? Wouldn't you get an ick if you were on a date with a grown man and he was eating popcorn like one at a time? Like, wouldn't that be kind of weird?
It'd be disgusting.
Yeah, you'd go, this guy doesn't.
And if
not
any of my
sex.
Friends did that, we would not be friends.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's too control. It's like. It's too controlled.
Yeah.
I'd feel uncomfortable.
It's psychotic. And then have you ever, I've done this where I've gone out to a movie with a friend and they've eaten the popcorn insanely and dumped the M&Ms on it and enjoyed it and I've eaten it. And then afterwards, like, that's all I ate today. And I'm like,
right.
You bitch.
Oh, you, that's you a good thing
fucking,
to write about. You tricked me.
You fucking
you
bitch.
Set me up.
You fasted, bro?
Yeah.
You broke
you
your fast
for this? Yeah.
I hate that. Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving a car without a seatbelt. Even if you're the best driver in the world, would you really trust your life to the other maniacs on the road? No, you wouldn't. That's why everybody needs VPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data, passwords, bank logins, credit card details, etc. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Wow. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal info on the dark web. Stop hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet with ExpressVPN. Why is ExpressVPN the best VPN? One, it's the lowest price ever. Plans start at just $3.49 a month, $3.49 a month. That's only 12 cents a day. Super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Easy to use. Fire up the app and click the button to get protected. I need to get this. I have not gotten it, but now that I'm reading this, I realize maybe I do have one. Maybe my mommy set it up, but I'm not sure. It's rated number one by top tech reviewers like CNET and The Verge. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/RIP. That's expressvpn.com/RIP to find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/RIP. I don't know if I've used ExpressVPN, but I'm going to now that I know that I should. Okay. Thanks.
How do you recoup after? Because I feel like it also is Thanksgiving. Like, how do you also, I think family stuff is a trigger too. Because then it's like,
it's such a trigger.
It's a trigger. Because also it's like going back to this, the way you maybe used to cope when you were around these people before. So for years, I would binge eat when I would be around family because it's back to people that some of them treat me the way that I.
Like a rat.
Yeah.
Like a little rat. And you're like, I'll be a rat. You want to see rat? And they're like, Jordan, stop eating that. And I'm like, right. Never.
Yeah, you started this.
It's the best. And I also did a thing where I was like, I'm going to make a sugarless avocado mousse. And
so are you sugarless? Do you try to be?
I just try and like do a little. When I do no sugar, I feel the best, but I do the same thing where I go sicko mode.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing a little bit of sugar, like chocolate. I'm not doing like a whole thing of gummies anymore.
Totally.
But like I'll let myself do a little bit and it's very nice. My whole thing is like, and this, people think this is toxic, but if I don't weigh in every morning.
Oh, you do that?
Hey, whatever
works for you.
Because if I don't, it's like I go off the rails.
So. When I worked with a trainer before, they would like have me do that and like log it and stuff. And what it's truly like, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I was someone where I became obsessive in a way with it where maybe it wasn't right, but I can see how it would. It's what's toxic to somebody might not be toxic to someone else.
Totally. But I just don't know. And then all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, I feel really bad. And then I weigh myself and I'm like, oh, because I just gained 10 pounds in 4 days, which is hard to do.
Which is also a lot of it is going to be. It's going to be your the salt, like your body hold. Because I did it before and I was like, how could this be? But your body is going to like flush that out.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
And then there's some way to find like peace with it where it's like, okay, maybe that's what you needed to do to get through it. And next time you'll cope in with a little bit of that and a little bit of something else and mix it up. But for right now, that's what you had to do and it's all good. Whatever we can do to then prevent ourselves from making it. So that's what we're doing for another 7 years.
Yeah.
Like I went out on, like I've had times where I've like relapsed with drinking or weed gummies.
Yeah.
And instead of going now, the last couple times I went out where I had a drink, it would last like 24 hours. And it's been years now.
Yeah.
But it became so anticlimactic. But then there had been times where I would go out and I'd be like, fuck it, I already drank or I already had the weed gummies. And I'm just going nuts for like another couple years or something. Because it's like, I already did it.
Oh,
Why stop now?
Yeah.
I can't be trusted. And then going into that whole narrative. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah, that's how I am. That's why the scale for me is the thing. Because I will go sicko mode for a long time if I don't see the number.
And in some way, you putting yourself on the scale is you confronting. It's like, what's that, the game where you're like, ping, 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 the ball with the balls go.
Yeah, pinball.
Pinball. There we go. Thank you. Yeah. And so it's like the pin. That's like the pinball guardrail.
Yeah.
And
I don't shit on myself. Like I gained weight over Thanksgiving and I wasn't like, now I'm going to stop eating.
Right.
I just was like,
good.
And a few days of eating hard boiled eggs and fish and it comes off very quickly. Yeah.
Eating hard boiled eggs and fish, I feel like would make anyone want to really, you know, get something sweet in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or savory.
Yeah. The fish is good.
Different types of fish? You're just eating the same.
Well, I was like really like in this like super withdrawal from like going through a breakup, and I
recently.
Like, yeah, and I just like really wanted to make contact, and I was like also.
Oh yeah.
I was like only doing the fish and the eggs, and then Caitlin Plufo was like, "I'm gonna go get a cookie," and then Peter Avella was like, "Jordan, you should allow yourself to eat some sugar while you're like."
Also, Caitlin Plufo's the type of person where you want to take notes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, okay, you're having a cookie?
Yeah.
Well, I want to kind of do what you're doing.
Yeah.
I remember going out to eat with Mateo once and they came over and they said, what do you want? And I go, obviously I'm going to eat whatever he's having.
Yeah, yeah,
what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You guys are locked in. You got to figure it out. And also, Caitlin and Mateo are both not very addicty type people. So I'm very curious, how do you guys run your little operations?
Yeah. And I realized we like then went out and we ate something sweet and I was like, This feels good. And I got excited and I didn't want to contact him. And I was like, oh yeah, I like, you have to have some balance. You can't go like all this like cold turkey.
Also,
chaos.
You were with friends too. So that is like a different type of thing than probably what both of us, how we operate it. Whereas we're normally trying to cope. Like I want to be alone.
Yeah.
Elbows up, you know, lock the door.
Yeah.
Don't. Dude. So if you're around with friends and you're connecting with friends, you're having excitement for eating a sweet treat with friends. There was
so fun.
So
we were like nearly in tears. We were so happy about it because it was so good.
This guy at the show the other day was eating a root beer float ice cream sundae up front, and he was at the show by himself. And I was like, "So you came out?" He was like, "It's my date night for myself." He takes himself on a date. And I was like, "You came out, you took yourself on a date. Like, that's a good fucking night."
I want to do date night with myself.
My version of that is sitting in my sauna thing and then watching a bunch of true crime shows. And I do
that's
that.
The best.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
It is the best.
Did
you
it last night,
you have a sauna.
I got a little infrared sauna thing at the house.
With red light?
I have a separate red light.
Okay.
Which actually, I was thinking about this and I wanted to bring it up. Do you, this is going to tie together. Do you think crazy people spend as much time wondering if they're crazy as people, as non-crazy people spend time wondering if they're crazy? Does that make sense? Like, do you think crazy people wonder if they're as crazy as much as like someone like who maybe isn't actually crazy wonders if they're crazy?
Like, who's crazy though? Like, are we crazy?
Well, I would think that the people who aren't actually crazy are the ones that wonder if they're crazy more than the people who actually are crazy. Like, the people that actually are crazy don't wonder if they're crazy.
Well, apparently, like, for, like, you know, borderline people, they have a hard time acknowledging that they have borderline. So I think that's true.
Okay.
I think crazy people tend to project it and say, like, the world is putting this on me. Whereas I think more normal people are like, what am I doing to the world?
Yes, am I crazy? Because yeah, I did something with red light that has made me be like, am I crazy?
What did you do?
I did it this
morning.
You
are crazy because you shit in a...
Yeah, and I've pooped. I've had... But that's... I have a medical condition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you finished.
I'm not...
You finished.
What do you mean?
You finished the...
Session. But I am not shitting like because I'm like, fuck these people and then this pooping.
No, the crazy
I'm going,
part
don't poop, don't poop.
Isn't that you pooped. The crazy part is that you sat in that thing with your poop.
I had to though because otherwise I would have not gotten the benefits of the hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Right. But that's
but lots
crazy.
Of people would have gotten out.
I don't think anybody would be able to be in a chamber with their own poop.
And I've done it since then. Yeah.
You shit your pants in another one?
Yeah. One other time.
And you shit in a container?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Also,
oh my God.
In a moving taxi the other day.
What is going on?
It's really bad. I don't know.
Do you have the Tig Notaro thing? The like.
Does she have Crohn's?
I don't know if it's Crohn's. It was something where she kept shitting her pants.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. We share an ex girlfriend too.
You share a similar body type.
And maybe
too,
got some.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that and
you
also.
You know what I mean? You're both super scrawny. I wonder if you're.
There's
the same.
Something with.
C. diff.
I never even heard of that.
Oh, I think it was called C. diff.
Well, I need to find out what it is so I can fix it. Because I was fine for about 9 months, and then it came back with a rearing vengeance. But this is what I did with the red light.
Okay.
So the gym I go to has like a red light option. And I went into it, and I go, this isn't set up well. So I just kind of clocked that, and then I noticed no one ever goes in there. So last night at like 1 a.m., I wrote the CEO. And was like, hey, like, I hope I'm not overstepping here, but like the way that your red light therapy is set up is optimal for collagen production, but you're not getting the dopamine effects because it doesn't hit your thyroid and your stomach right.
So it was just face?
It was face and your body, but you're too far from it to like get it so you really feel the warming effects on your stomach, which is what like produces the dopamine.
Mm.
So I sent that to the CEO of Equinox. And I was quite pleased with myself. And then my girlfriend was like, why don't you just make your fucking mailing list? Like, why do you spend all this time getting involved with these things that have nothing to do with your career?
Because you're paying a lot of money.
That's what, I don't even need the red light though. I have a little red light at my house. I'm doing just this for the love of the game. So that to me was like crazy to me. Then all day I was like, am I crazy that I emailed the CEO of Equinox that their red light setup's not very good?
I think it's, I like it.
Okay, thanks.
It's an easy email.
It's weird.
No, I think it's good. I think it's optimal. Because if you want something, you make a change.
Why do I spend so much time getting involved in these things that have nothing to do with what I actually need to be doing,
though? Because it's easier than a fucking email list.
It is.
The email list sucks.
It sucks that I don't want to focus on it and
no.
I get confused and I have someone helping me do it.
It's nauseating for people with ADHD to do anything like that. It's like sickening.
It's so also like, I've made mistakes like in my email list and text message list. I had people sign up, but then I didn't get their current zip code. So I've got all these emails and text messages, but I don't know where people actually live. So it's like a whole clusterfuck.
Yeah. And it makes us sleepy when
we
have to do
something
like that.
It does. I start to shut down.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like when my mom is like, you have to open a Vanguard or something. And as soon as she says Vanguard, I'm like, I start to die. But if you're like, get angry about something, I can get angry about anything.
Yeah.
I can write an angry email as the day is long.
This one, I kept it real. I kept it real. I went, put it through the ChatGPT cycle. I said, do I sound friendly in it? I didn't, because I love an angry email.
Yeah.
I love, and then I'll regret that a little bit sometimes.
But also, you're done when you hit the email send. It feels so good. You're done. You did something. The email list is like never ending.
And this isn't part of my life. I don't work there. Yeah. I don't have any. I'm not asking for anything. I'm letting you know something that you guys could have.
Something really. Now they have an annoying task that you would never be able to complete. You know what I mean? But they will do it. You did this thing.
Just
no, I totally
so you know.
Agree. I do that shit all the time.
You like Yelp reviews and stuff?
No, I do different. Mine is different. Mine is like today I had so much shit to do and it was like, I'm leaving on Thursday for over two weeks, whatever. Mm. And there's just so much to do. I'm not packed. I hadn't cooked. I hadn't,
nope.
Whatever. And
never
I found a thing
packed.
On the side of the road.
What'd you find?
A really sick thing full of drawers.
Okay.
And I brought it back to my house.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like supposed to be on a Zoom meeting and I just start like fixing it up.
Yep.
And refurbishing it. And now it's all over my living room and I have to put it back together tonight. And it's like, but for me, I'm like, this feels incredible. When I go home later and put the drawers in the thing.
That's going to be satisfying.
It's going to be amazing. But I didn't get any of my shit done.
I know.
But that is ADHD. My belief is that ADHD is actually telling you if you can get lost in something, that is what you should be doing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like all of my ADHD stuff that makes me nauseous, I've now...
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
And privileged enough where I can make other people do it.
Yes.
I can be like, I simply cannot.
Right.
So take 5% of my money and you will do all my
totally.
Financing. But like, you know, with it, like my mom the other day was like, do you want me to insulate your basement? And I was like, no, I actually would. That is an ADD thing that I would love
that
to do.
That does sound satisfying and fun.
Yeah, I would like to do that. So save that for me.
But I love that she offered to do that.
Well, I would have to pay $5,000.
Got it.
Because one is blowing in insulation versus me gluing foam,
totally.
Which is, it's both are. Or I found these frogs in my sump pump and I spent days dealing with these frogs.
I think I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, and I was ignoring my family and I was like, but I was like taking care of these frogs because I can't deal with things, but I can deal with
a frog.
Yeah.
That was one of those things, you know, when you're scrolling and like you're on like one person's thing and you don't know whose page you're on.
That
was one of those things where I was on like, I don't know. I was on like some, I think it was like a drag queen's like thing and I'm like looking at that and then all of a sudden it was like frogs and I was looking at something else and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I went back and I realized it was you with the frog.
They're so cute.
You're just getting, you know, there's some frogs if you lick them you get some type of psychedelic effect.
No, they're toads.
I don't know the difference between a frog and a toad.
There were two toads, one baby toad and one big toad.
Ah.
And they were so cold and they were stuck in there. And I got them out and I warmed them up with my hand and then I put them in I gave them a little cave so they could hibernate. It was really nice.
I think that could be a really, like, if that is true, that what you, ADD, if you focus on stuff, that's what you really should be doing. Because there are certain things that, like, give me joy. But the problem is the timing of it. Because I'll start doing that. Is the problem though, where it's like, yeah, it's fine for me to do this, but if I'm literally supposed to be doing something else
that I agreed to, that I want to do,
that I want to do, or especially like if I have a, if I like I had a meeting today at one Zoom thing. So at exactly at one, I start something else.
Yeah.
And like I had a bunch of spit in the sink. And I was like, I gotta clean this up before my girlfriend gets home. But she's not home till I have time to do that. But I'm supposed to be on this Zoom call right then.
Yeah.
So I do that. Then I'm 5 minutes late to the Zoom call.
Yeah. I'm always 5 minutes late.
Always. Because I go, oh, my Zoom reloaded.
Yeah, yeah,
doesn't even make.
Every time. Yeah.
Reloaded
I
what?
I had to re-download Zoom.
Is that your line too? God forbid we ever have a Zoom together. We'll both be like, wow.
Crazy. Had luckily, there's other comics on all the, on the, some of the Zooms. I'm
that's
in,
good.
So they're also late.
Always
really
late,
nice.
And probably coming in with no excuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just popping up.
Totally.
Nothing
well, they don't
to
need
say.
One because I've already been late, so they're like perfect.
I know Jordan's gonna be there, so I'm gonna be real.
But
yeah,
I'm late at the Cellar every night, and it's like
for your spot time.
Yeah. But I get so
how late?
It's usually about 5 minutes late. It's usually fine, but okay. It is like I'm always, and even when I first got in there, I'd be late and people would be like, how do you feel okay doing this? And I was like, I cannot figure out how to do this. And my manager has started setting everything half hour earlier.
But see, here's the problem. Once you know that, see, because this is the thing. If you're 5 minutes late at the Cellar, that means you're actually making your spot time. So you're not actually being disrespectful to the lineup.
Right. But the managers are texting me freaking out.
Right.
You know, and it's rude to them.
It is.
It's really today.
And you get a but you get a little bit of a rush. There's a rush involved.
Yeah, that's what Whitney Cummings said, is that it's like an adrenaline addiction. But I don't know if that's it, because I don't like the stress of being late. I do like showing up. You know what I think the fear is?
Mm.
I think that the idea of showing up somewhere early and having time to kill is like the bane of my existence.
Is it the idea of what you'd have to talk about with people?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
like showing up and having time to like have small talk, like there's something about whatever world I'm in right now where small talk is like being like, hey, how's it going? That's why I love when we see each other. We literally drive by, hug and say goodbye.
So
and
I don't do small talk before my set. So I go sit on the stair by myself.
Oh, that's nice.
So I do that. And at first, like
they find you.
Well, so what will happen is sometimes it'll be like, there's a couple of the staff too that like they always see me sitting, and we'll be like, hey, and we'll talk for a little bit, but then always keep it going. Or if then a comic comes out, they'll be like, hey, like what are you doing? And I'll be like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then I get up and go to the bathroom.
I live in the bathroom.
So I like
I
go
live in the
yeah
bathroom.
I'll go into the bathroom.
It's crazy.
I could see how,
God forbid, we just say I don't want small. So
I don't want.
I can't do that.
And then so many people be like, thank
weird.
God. They go,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know, but well, it's too scary.
I don't like right now. I don't like making small talk because I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. And also, sometimes I fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I just
I'll say too much. Like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm morbidly depressed, and I considered killing myself last night. And people are like, oh. And I'm like, not really.
I've had that a couple times too. Or someone will say something like, good job or something. I go, oh, really? Because I don't think I read enough movie material, and I like screwed this up. And they'll be like, I remember doing that with Peter Ravello once actually, and I appreciated what he said because he was like, I like that new joke. I go, it wasn't a new joke. I was like, I've been doing that joke a couple months now. I wish I hadn't. I wish that was a new joke because I didn't write a new joke. And he was like, all right, Emma. I was just kind of trying to say hi.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
was
like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank
Peter
you.
Will do that.
And I was
yeah.
like, you know what? I appreciate that because then me tanking it into whatever I'm actually going through is probably draining for the other person.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would do if I said, nice joke. And they go, oh, really? Because you know what? Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I don't give a fuck about you that much.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
just
yeah.
trying to give you a little pat in the back.
Yeah. I don't know how to. I just have been feeling lately that like I'm like my heat is up too high and I need to like cool it off because I feel like
heat
I go
in what
into
regard?
Like if I am a stove, it is up too hot. Like I feel like when I talk to
do
people,
you have dreams about being a stove.
I dream about stoves. I have a lot of photos of my stove on my phone because I go see
that's
it's
so,
off.
So I never
but, like,
think about a stove.
I need to like simmer down a little bit because I feel like I have no chill whatsoever. Like if somebody talks to me, I have to either be like hostile to let them know I don't want to talk, or I over divulge everything I've ever thought. Or
what
I
do
like,
you say when you're hostile?
Like
if someone's like, hey, Jordan, oh, I just got a kitten.
Like yesterday at the park, this girl was telling me this story about how her dog basically is with her boyfriend now and how sad she is.
Mm.
And I was hostile. And I was basically like, ah, that sucks. Well, you could always be like me, die alone, and then nobody can take your dog. And she was like, okay, I was telling you like a really sad story. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
I think that's okay, but I'm weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
comics
the
comics are fine. That's why
right.
it's so easy to talk to comics.
100%.
Because we can say anything.
I've had that. I've realized that now with when I like if bring my girlfriend around places with comics, she'll go, whoa.
Yeah.
whoa, because I, you know, this isn't like a normal, because, and now she's adept to it, but like if she has a friend come with us, she'll be like, okay, I'm gonna bring my friend like over here. She's like, Emma, like these are not, like this is not normal. And I'm like, what's normal? Also, increasingly, she's been like almost like coaching me, because like we had a situation where I lost my keys on Halloween. I had to go meet up with her and her friends at a party. And so I went into the party to say hi. And then I tried to tell a story. And apparently the story was so bad, my girlfriend went, all right, time for you to go. And I went, are you kidding me? And she was like, time to go. And then as we're walking, she's like, no one cares about that.
What was it?
I ran into this comedian. So I go, oh, I'm not going to say, I was like, I ran into this comedian. I'm like, it was like a very successful comedian. And he was like talking about how he just feels like his manager just really gets him. But it was like kind of out of context. And I was kind of like rolling my eyes about it.
Yeah.
And then she was, which is not even, maybe it was a bad story, but I thought that
it was inside baseball.
She said it was too inside baseball. She goes, I go, I thought they would think it was interesting because that person is so successful. She goes, no, he's not. No one knows who that is. And I said, what? He was in fucking a movie 50 years ago or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, no one cares. And she's like, no one even knows what a manager is. No one knows what you mean. And she was like, as you were telling the story, I could feel stress that there was no ending to your story and it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, give me a chance.
Yeah,
I'll bring it around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She pulled the lights on me and kicked me out of the party.
No way.
Yeah, she said, time for you to go. Oh, and then she said, you need to work on talking to real people.
Were you fucked up?
No, I'm totally sober.
She kicked you out of... No way, that's crazy.
I swear to God. She wasn't like, you, out. It was like five people standing around, and I was like, oh, and I was kind of telling her it, and then I did fuck up because I didn't recognize her friends. It was Halloween, and a lot of them are blonde.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, how do you guys know each other? And my girlfriend was kind of like, because she was like, I've met them like a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And they were like, we all went to whatever school. And so I said something about the school. And then Lexi was kind of like, and then I followed up with a story that had no ending or point to it. But that's okay. People tell me stories with no ending or no point to it, too. And then I don't leave them hanging.
The best storytellers. We have to listen to civilians tell awful stories where they're like, they do shit where they're like, and I was talking to my cousin. Well, he's not technically my cousin. He's like my stepdad's dad. And you're like, I don't care who he is. Just say he was Bob. I don't care.
Yeah. And I have no frame of reference for Bob.
Yeah,
but I'll do that. If I'm in a party situation and it's someone's friend, I'll take that right to the face. I'll go, oh, wait, who was your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, they went to dad. And they go, well, you know, he's my half cousin.
Was it a fight with your girlfriend?
It wasn't a fight. She was kind of like laughing about it.
Yeah.
But she was like, you need to like get some, she was like, you gotta, so we actually ended up doing a redo. She was like, will you, because I only have to do one social thing with her and her friends like once every like 4 or 5 months. She was like, will you come with us to the marathon for 1 hour and like be like really pleasant and with it? And I went and I fucking killed it.
Nice. Because you were too spazzy.
That's what it was before.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are
that's what I mean. The oven up too high.
The oven's up too high. But I'm like, I don't know what are normal people doing that's so normal.
I think they don't do as many like I think they like have a regulated nervous system a little bit more than us.
Yeah, I'm so trying everything to regulate this bitch.
Yeah, like I'll drink 9 cups of coffee and then go into a social scenario and I'm like flop sweating and speaking in tongues basically.
Totally.
It's crazy.
I know.
And I think other people are like, I'll eat like a full trout and then go to a like I'm like, and then I'm falling asleep, but I'm also sick. You know what I mean? Like, I think other people aren't constantly experimenting with their mental health in a way that makes it so that they can show up consistently.
Oh, I don't even you know what I'm so scared of? I am so fucking scared of me and my girlfriend getting married and then at the wedding, like my side of the table and her side of the table, and mine's gonna be like, because I have some friends now. I have a couple really good friends,
yeah,
like 3 or 4 that are really good friends, but I used to have tons of friends. I don't have that many friends now, but it's like my friends are all from like they're people that are like me, so maybe they're a little weird.
Yeah,
it's like mine are gonna be like weird. My side's gonna be 4 or 5 people eating trout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her side's going to be like,
with their hands,
yeah, sitting funny. And then her side's going to be like, just like really well adjusted. Like, I just feel like that stresses me out, the idea of a wedding. And then, like, what? I don't know. That is a vision that stresses me out. Do you ever think about a wedding and what your side would look like? Not that it matters. And I'm proud of my side, but it's also like, shit.
My thing is like, I'll have like a boyfriend over to my family and my family will stress me out because they're so loud and so Italian and they're screaming.
I love loud and Italian.
Yeah.
It's like, better than repressed and waspy, I think.
But that waspy is like
but waspy is so fake.
Yeah, but at least it's like pleasant and cozy. My family, sister got drunk on Thanksgiving and started talking about how my sister or how my dad used to hit her in the face. And we all just had to be like, yeah, that sucks. You know what I mean? Like, and that's how they are, where it's like very,
I
and
would
the
prefer
dogs,
that
so many dogs
than everyone sitting around and thinking, talking about how everything's great. I really would.
Yeah, but the people, but that's because you're crazy.
Right.
Right?
Fuck.
But we bring people into our life that isn't crazy, and then they start saying crazy shit.
Right.
And you're like, I don't know what to do about it. And then I have to be the super mellow one, and then my family feels rejected by me because I'm like, I'm just trying to show that I can be calm. And they're like, fuck you, you're more white trash than all of us, you know?
Right, this isn't the real Jordan, yeah.
But that's, but with my friends are normal-ish, and I am the psycho, which is nice.
My friends, so the three friends I'm thinking about now, but I used to have so many friends, this is the other thing.
Yeah.
But I love the friends John, Jabron, Kate, my cousin Caitlin, and then my cousin Mary. I hope I'm not missing anybody. Rich. But it's like,
they're psychos?
No, they're all wonderful, but they're not like, I love my friends, but I used to have tons of friends. Now I just have those few really good friends.
Yeah, that's all you need.
It's all you need.
Tons of friends. Once you get older, you weed them
out. I used to have so many friends.
You grow apart. Some of them become drug addicts. Some of them have kids and disappear. Some of them fall in love with a toxic person. They get lost in that.
It's true. Oh, and Steve.
And Steve. You have Steve.
All right, I got to have more friends than I thought. But I don't know why I feel so like self-conscious about like, maybe it's because my girlfriend has like this like robust friend group that they see each other all the time, and that's like not how my life is like set up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. My friends are my hometown friends, and they see each other a lot, and I'm never able to be there. But then I
pick right back up where you left off.
You pick up where you left off. I also bought a house so that when we're
awesome.
In Ithaca, we can just go there.
That is so fucking fun.
It's sick.
And they're probably like very proud of you, but like
Like
it's like great, but not like too much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's the best.
That's cool.
But I can't see.
You should
as
feel
often
very
as
proud
well.
Of yourself for that.
Thank you.
That's
it
good.
Was nice over Thanksgiving. I had a bunch of my friends over to my house, and we could
that's
all just
nice.
Shoot the shit, which was awesome.
Maybe that's like a really cool thing to do.
Yeah,
and also Ithaca is stunningly beautiful.
Yeah,
I spent a summer there.
It's the best.
I spent a summer there. I spent a summer at what are those? Wait, what are, don't they do something with like a ballet or something? Wait,
Ithaca Academy of Dance.
What did I do in Ithaca?
Hangar Theater.
I was there like clearing trails or something, and then we like stayed at like a Waldorf school, but it was like astoundingly beautiful.
The Waldorf is, I went to preschool there. It's so nice.
So we like stayed at the Waldorf school a couple times.
That's so nice.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I went to Waldorf school too.
It was weird being home because a lot of people are still single.
Mm.
And I'm like, if you're in Ithaca, you have to pump out a kid. You can't just
totally.
Stay here and be single. And if
right.
you are single, move to New York. Come.
Yeah.
Join me in Chaos World.
Are they worried about being single or are they like, yeah, I'm single?
Yeah, they're literally, everybody's like, it's like there's zero available men. Like the men are either children or they're like weird guys who have love fish and hold up trout. You know
right.
what I mean? Like those guys. Or they're like, and some of them have shacked up with the weird farmer guy who's retarded and pumped out a couple kids with him. And that I'm like, if you're in Ithaca, that makes sense.
Also, farmer guys are probably awesome.
Oh, well, they're hot, but they're quite stupid.
Really?
Yeah, they're quite dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. In a hilarious way, but it's unsustainable.
Okay.
But you can take their seed and create
yes.
their children.
And probably have quite a lovely life.
Yeah. But it was like, it was crazy how there was so many, just women are having a very hard time dating right now. It's crazy.
I wonder about that. And
yeah.
it really is shocking. And
yeah.
I became really privy to it when I was in New York and I had this fucking awesome roommate, Becca, who was so, what a catch. Funny, cool as shit. Had a job, had a hobby, and I remember when I knew her, so we were friends up until, this is a long time ago that we lived together, up until 30, she'd only been with women. And this is a very feminine person who you could never tell was gay. And then at 30, she's like, you know what? I think I'm going to also be with men. And I was like, this is great. This is going to open you up to so many other people because
yeah.
you've kind of haven't found the one with the woman. And then finding a guy was harder than finding
yeah.
a woman. We're talking, she's was so... is, I haven't talked to her in years, so awesome. And she, where I was like, oh, it is bleak out there, there was a guy who was a part-time improv instructor who, like, sucked at improv, who wouldn't commit to her, and he had, like, five different fucking awesome women that all wanted to be with
dude,
him.
Dude, I know a grown woman who's
and
dating
sucked.
A little person, and the little person won't commit.
Damn!
And she's, like, a very tall, hot blonde.
Interesting. Not sure what to... Wow. Is he really funny?
There's so many, dude. One of my friends is like... There's like a weird schizo guy who won't commit. None of them will commit. It's like there's some, my theory is, I think a lot of men watched their fathers become very emasculated by the boomer
moms. That's an
moms.
Interesting theory.
Yeah. Because I think the fathers became emasculated by the job, by the housing crisis, by the job collapse, whatever all of that shit is.
And it's so much, and it's always like super complex because it was like men weren't socialized to communicate their feelings. And then women were getting, you know, dealing with sexism and all of this shit. And then so they're going to take it out on the only man that they have access to that's going to listen because society is not listening to them because of the stuff they have to deal with. So then they're, you know, and there's like the communication barrier. So they, it's just like not wanting to recreate your, but I would think the women also wouldn't want to recreate their parents' relationship too.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
I think women just want a relationship. And I think the other thing is women are deep, balls deep in therapy. Like, I think women's Instagram is all therapy. I think men's is all tits.
Right.
So I think that when a woman
although
meets a man.
Although more men now are getting into therapy.
Right, but that's unattractive to women. That's the problem.
And that is a problem.
That's the problem.
That should be attractive.
It needs to become attractive.
Is that unattractive to women?
Totally. If
it
a guy's like,
be.
I've been working on my trauma, my literal clitoris
Why?
Falls
now
off
I have
my
a question.
Body. Yeah.
Is it because it's some type of symbolizing that it's like, okay, on a subconscious level, that means that this guy's not going to pound me out? Is that what women are thinking? Because
it's that they're going to cry. It's that they're going to be sad.
So I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
And I will, you know, fucking choke you out, call you a whore, hit you in the face, whatever. I talk a big game, but in my relationship now, I'm not as into that.
Yeah.
Well, I am, but I'm in a lot of therapy. I've been in tons of therapy and it doesn't affect your sexual prowess. You know what I mean? You can still get in the right zone. And if the girl's like, I want to be called a whore, you can be like, well, you fucking are.
I think it's that there's a feeling of, like, for me, I date guys who aren't in therapy and are very masculine and hate women.
Because I think people then think that they're going to be more powerful sexually.
Well, I don't know if it has to come down to sex, but I think it definitely comes down to alpha protector biology.
Right.
They're gonna like hit the man with the blunt instrument who tries to attack me.
And I really sincerely believe that there are guys in therapy that can put those different hats on. You know what I mean? For sure.
Like,
he can be in therapy, he can do all that, and then he can, it's almost like reclaiming it. Like, it's sometimes when people are like, you know, some say you like recreate a gender role in a same sex relationship. It's like, all right, but you deconstructed these things to then reconstruct them, and the awareness of it then creates. Or it's kind of like two friends that you're joking around, like say it's like two people that are comfortable with, this is probably a really bad example, but it's like, say you're two people that are comfortable with each other racially, then they can make fun of each other, but they both know it's a safe space and they respect each other.
Right.
If they're both like of color or something. Oh, this is not a good one.
No, it
is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you're both in on the, you're saying like, if you're both in on the therapy,
that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Be like, yeah, totally.
So then he can be like, and then he can like hit that switch and be like, okay, like I'm working on my feelings. But yeah, if there's an intruder, I'll fucking.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, I think that.
And hopefully there's not an intruder, because if there's an intruder, we got bigger problems.
But I also think men are very narrative based. Like, I think they really have.
What is narrative based? Like, they want a story?
Like, they are like, this is who I want to be in the world.
Oh, I relate to that.
Instead of being like, how am I showing up in the world? Like, I think men are like, I am a strong, independent person. I won't get tied down. I'll be able to, you know.
See, I think women do that too. But because they're like, isn't it like, I'm a strong lady. What's the song? Right. Independent lady.
Single lady?
Single lady.
All the single ladies?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess that's not the same thing. I was thinking the lyrics were like, I'm a strong lady, but nah, fucking.
It's got to exist. It definitely exists.
There's a song out there.
There's a song out there.
See, that was someone catching someone.
Digging by myself flowers.
I love that song. That one's good. I fucking love Miley Cyrus.
I know.
I love her. And I love that song, S&M Bangers, where it's like, bangers. Have you heard that?
No.
It's so good. She's like, I'm sucking my walk and I'm doing the talk and I'm bangers.
Wow.
I'll send it to you. Okay, I didn't do it justice.
I really like Miley Cyrus.
I love
my
Miley
Instagram
Cyrus.
My Instagram is full of her.
She's awesome. She's so funny.
Her voice is incredible.
I would be starstruck.
For sure.
I would be starstruck.
She's the best.
I'd say good job.
And she's weird. She's a weird little androgynous little freak lady. I like
sober
her a lot.
Too.
Oh, is she sober?
I believe.
Yeah, she got to be sober.
I think she is.
Totally.
I interviewed her sister one time.
Really?
I interviewed her sister, and right before the sister came in, they were like, it was on Sirius XM, and they were like, they said to me and the host, I was co-hosting, they were like, no questions about Miley. And we had all the questions set, so I wasn't even thinking of asking questions about Miley, but then once I knew that I couldn't.
Did you do it?
I didn't, but I just stared at her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, what do I? She used to have a show on Bravo about like decorating or something.
I know. Anytime somebody's like, you have to do clean comedy, I get up on stage and I can't do any of it.
Shit.
I can't do any of it. It's crazy. I go straight vagina immediately.
God damn.
I did like a fundraiser for Mike Racine's wife for like raising money for kids or some shit.
Yeah,
and
they
I just
do
went
like
so dirty, so hard. Speech therapy.
Yeah. And how did the audience react?
They didn't like it very much.
Damn.
They didn't like it very much.
Damn. What are you supposed to do?
But I do think that's what it is. I think men are narrative based, and I think therapy disrupts the narrative that they have going of themselves.
There's got to be some.
They also can't be critical of their family. That is like a huge thing with men.
So I had that problem for years.
Really?
Where I was like, if anyone says any, my mom is an angel. If anybody says anything about her, like, and I remember being on a date with this girl and talking about how I like had brought my mom there, and she was like, yeah, like she's like, you really put your mom on a pedestal, and I was like, she deserves blah blah. And I had a therapist say that too, and I couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Years later, in more therapy and more retrospect, I'm like, I see what you're saying.
It takes time.
It was also like, I couldn't hear it because it's like you want so badly to have a parent on a pedestal.
If I was a therapist, they go so fast on the hate your parents stuff.
Really?
If I were them, I would be like,
ease into it.
I would be like, we love them. It's okay for you to love them. It's okay for you to love them. Like, I would set that up first.
And it's so complicated because it's like, even when parents, they can be do so much stuff to you and you're still going to naturally want their approval.
Yeah. Now, totally.
I've changed my mom's name into my phone to bitch, and then I'm still texting her like, did you stretch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's so crazy.
And then she'll write back, and I literally am looking at like, evil bitch wrote back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I stretched.
Yeah, yeah.
I want her approval so badly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I don't do the one thing that I know that would actually give it, which is recycle regularly. She just wants me to recycle. One time I set up a fake recycling thing in my apartment. It was when I lived in Harlem. I was up all these stairs. I lugged it up all the stairs. I had it. She comes into the apartment building. I go, see? And then she goes, really? And then she went, puts her finger on it.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, never been used. And I went, damn.
Holy shit. She got your ass.
She got my ass.
Holy shit.
She got my ass.
That's intense. What a gamble she took.
Wow. You're right. Because if it hadn't been, and she'd been like, she wouldn't have even cared. And I went, oh. But I know that would get her approval. But I don't do
that. I wanted
that.
My mom's approval for so long, and then I just switched to being a love addict and wanting the approval of whatever man I was attached to. And I would just find a man that was exactly like my mom, because now I have my mom's approval and I could take a shit in her living room and she'd forgive me.
What ended up getting your mom's approval?
I think that I became...
Was it career success?
And when I lost a bunch of weight.
You're kidding me.
Well, I was very fat.
Are you serious?
I mean, she always loved me, but I think when I... And I got into philosophy, I started talking intellectually, and I lost weight. I just became...
The fucking mindfuck that people have been through in terms of... Like, I think about this sometimes with millennials, like, the mindfuckery of eating, disordered eating stuff that has been put in our heads, and it's like, and then put into our parents' heads. Like, how does anyone stand the chance? Like, I clearly remember the images that there used to be about, like, Weight Watchers or South Beach Diet. Like, everybody had, like, I remember waking up one day and then it was just Jell-O in the house.
Yeah.
And no one's, everyone's good eating. There's, it's so bad. Because if that is true, what a part of you want to be like, oh my God, how could your mom do that? But it's like, think of what she's going through in her head to then have an approval of whether or not based on your weight stuff. Like,
I think
damn.
She was really worried. I also had a D1 athlete for a sister. So it was like fat goth who was like smoking blunts every single day and then eating full sheets of pizza.
Right.
And then my sister who was like an incredible athlete. And then I got into philosophy, started studying, got kind of intelligent.
Did you study that in college? Because that's what I studied.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I studied philosophy.
Wow.
I double majored in public relations.
Wow.
What even is that?
What even is that?
And then it like relating to the public. I don't know. It's what you take
words.
When you want. Say again.
You just switch the words.
Oh yeah.
As the description.
And that's kind of what they teach you how to do. You okay. just like wiggle stuff around.
Public relations.
But it's like it used to be writing press releases and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's
okay.
all different now. But yeah. I did that in
emailing.
Philosophy. Emailing.
Equinox.
Hey.
That's you.
In regards.
In regards.
Circling back.
Here to fourth. Is how you
that'd
elongate
be, it. That'd be novel.
Remember writing essays and using words like that to extend them? With here to fourth.
It's got to be 900 words.
Dude, fuck that shit.
Fuck
I'm glad
that.
The AI is going to kick that out. I'm so glad that those kids aren't going to have to sit down, take a shit ton of Adderall, stay up all night, and crank out essays that they're going to forget immediately because they're so stressed out. I think AI is going to make it so that all classes are just like verbal.
Here's what I'm afraid of with AI, though.
What?
Are we going to lose our ability to retain information because we're going to count on it having all the information?
But not if we have to have oral, not if we have to have oral communication. If I have to go in and give a presentation on Immanuel Kant.
Then you're going
to
have to learn it.
Oh, so I this can't just
part
read
of my
it.
Problem with the philosophy stuff. I would get the philosophers confused. So like,
yeah.
So that would be part of the problem. Like, I would confuse the
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hegel and
Hegel,
Heidegger,
I loved,
always messed up.
I loved existentialism.
Me too, yeah.
I had a little bit of crush on the existentialism teacher.
Totally.
Diane Raymond, but I would have had a crush on it. It could have been a fucking any guy.
It's because they're blasting your brain and telling you that you can basically, that the world is at your disposal and you can decide whoever you want to be at any given moment. And you're like, of course I'm going to be
what?
In love with the teacher.
I love you.
That blew my mind.
It blew my mind too. And it's so fucking freeing.
Yeah.
It's so freeing. And I remember at the time, I had a girlfriend that was like, I had a great girlfriend in college, and she was like, okay, study the philosophy. She was like, she was black, and she was like, but just know, she's like, it's real white. And she was like, it's great
yeah,
to know,
yeah.
But she's like, just keep that in mind. And I remember being like, all right, and like I tried to like take some sociology classes too to like mix it in. So I did a couple like, okay, race, class, gender, these are socialized realities like in a way, and then philosophy. But I don't remember all the philosophers or really any philosophies is the problem.
Well, there was a lot.
There was a lot.
That was being thrown at us.
Yeah.
It was the only thing I could study because everything else was like, everything else had some like, this is how things are. And
right.
I couldn't wrap my head around that. I was like, why?
Why?
Why? And they'd be like, well, that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about how things are.
Right.
You know, like I took environmental studies because I wanted to be a forest person. Mm. And they were like, this is the equation for how you find out the density of a forest. And I was like,
interesting.
You just gave me an equation, but I don't know what each one of these variables is. And they're like,
right.
Well, we're not getting into that. And I'd be like, okay, this is so stupid. And then I did philosophy and it was like, what do you think about this idea about
right.
the world? And I was like, oh, that I can do. That's
and why do you think it?
Yeah.
And what does that mean about you? And what does that mean about these systems in
yeah,
place?
Yeah, totally.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I did too.
It was really, it was crazy.
I didn't
much.
Appreciate it at the time either.
Like,
I loved it, but I wish I had soaked up every moment more.
It felt like I was tripping on acid when I would like learn a different philosophy. I was obsessed with Kant, who's like all categorical.
Thank you.
And like Nietzsche was like,
oh yeah,
dude! I have like a Nietzsche tattoo. I was like,
really
obsessed. Yeah, I was obsessed.
There should be some type of dating thing for philosophy enthusiasts, because then if you can meet some guy who is also into philosophy,
Peter
like,
Ravello,
is he really? Of course. Oh, is
course.
He really?
Yeah,
of course he
yep.
is. He's so fucking charming.
Yeah,
yeah. That is, and it also makes sense for comedy too.
It does. You have to look at something and then go, how do I flip this over on its
right.
head so that it looks a completely different way?
If there was like a dating app for philosophy too, worst case scenario, you just talk to someone who likes philosophy.
Yeah. There should be a philosophy dating app. It would be all a bunch of really fat gingers though.
Oh, is that a big amount of philosophers?
Oh my God. I was the only female philosophy major at my school. It was crazy.
I went to an all women's college, so I didn't realize that was the like ratio.
Oh my God. They all like wear ties to class.
Oh no.
Yeah,
like losers.
Lots of dandruff.
damn it.
I love talking to them.
Right.
I would talk to them for hours every single day. And then they'd be like, do you want to go on a date? And I'd be like, no. What?
I want to find, there's like, I would be interested in like a philosophy of kink too. Because that would be interesting to me. Like, what are like the underpinnings of like BDSM and kink? Like,
right. You immediately asking why is it that women aren't attracted to men who are in therapy? That is just like a good philosophy question. Like getting like, to the bottom of things is the most interesting.
There's got to be something that comes from somewhere, because, and then once we understand that, then we can like reverse engineer and like be like,
which is why we're obsessed with diet and all of the different stuff.
Always trying to reverse engineer.
Because we want to get to the bottom of everything and figure it out.
And feel better. Oh my God. I think I transferred addictions. I used to be addicted to getting fucked up and out of the moment that way. And now it's like, I am like I'm not addicted to red light, but I'm as close to getting addicted to luxury wellness as you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is the best one? What's the top one if you could only choose one?
Getting your blood work done regularly, which I know isn't fun.
I cannot do
that. But you need to know what you're working with. Because taking any supplements I know it's hard. Taking any supplements or doing anything when you don't have your blood work done regularly, and not even regularly. You could even do it once a year, but get it done. Here's the thing too. When you go into the doctor, they're just going to check if you're on fire. Oh, you're not on fire. This looks good.
Yeah.
But this isn't what we were talking about feeling better. So like when they test your thyroid, they usually test something called like TSH. I don't know what that stands for, but it's like gives you an overall thing. But they're not going to tell you the individual things about the way the thyroid works. So I got
my whole thyroid right up.
And how is it?
It's sluggish.
So mine was sluggish too.
Yeah.
And apparently I was deficient in iodine.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Well, I fixed it.
How?
It took forever.
Really?
I'll tell you the mistake I made. Okay. Do not do this under any circumstances.
Okay.
So when I get the test back, I'm deficient in iodine. I go, fuck. So I'm like, what has iodine in it? I was in, have you done Rooster Teeth Feathers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was out at Rooster Teeth Feathers. I'm like, fuck, like, there's no vitamin shops around here. I'm trying to Uber Eats vitamins. I get some sent to me. What has iodine in it? I go, I get some table salt because it says iodine on it.
Yeah.
So I pour it into a bunch of water and I start just chugging the table salt.
Okay, I would never do that.
Good. I was supposed to meet up with my cousin Charlie who lives in the area. I said, I can't. I just drank table salt. And he was like, I don't think you're supposed to do that. It also works as like a laxative.
Yeah.
I felt, so see, I didn't know that.
And it bloats you and it's a laxative. It's chaotic.
It's one of the worst shows of my life.
And then you just got the drops of iodine?
So after that, the drops aren't enough. I got something called
Not enough.
Where it's 12.5 milligrams of iodine. And with it, you want to take the cofactor selenium. And I think there's a couple other ones, but you've got to take selenium with it. So I started taking 12.5 milligrams of Luigi's iodine twice a day. And when I first did it, I got it retested and my iodine dropped. And I went, what the fuck? But apparently when you're replenishing it, your body soaks it all up because it thinks it's like going out of style, like it's going to go away. So it's like keeping it. But then when you keep replenishing it, then it can saturate into your stuff.
And you have to take it with what?
Take it with selenium because it does something to like help balance it out so like your levels don't spike. Don't quote me on that, but you got to get your iodine fixed. It really did help me.
Okay.
Because I was waking up all sluggish and feeling like shit.
Whoa. Because I have low. I should do that. You should start a whole podcast about this.
I do like talking about health stuff a lot, but then I get a little self-conscious because like I'm technically not a doctor in any regard, and what I'm saying,
right? And they say not to do that.
People do give warnings about that. But I'm like,
you
I can
are, basically are a doctor at this point.
That's what
everything.
I'm saying.
It's crazy.
That's what I keep telling my girlfriend.
That's really awesome that you do that.
I appreciate
do
that. Think,
do you feel like you're healthy? Do you feel good?
Well, here's the problem.
Okay.
Kinda, but my stomach's still all fucked up.
Oh, yeah. What is with that?
I don't know. I got an anal,
fissure?
Anal exam. They put a camera in your butt.
What'd they say?
They said, looks awesome. I was like, I felt like it was flirting with me
a
little bit.
Is it stress?
If it's stress, that makes me so upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you stressed about, are you doing the ex-fat kid thing where you eat and you feel insane guilt?
Not anymore, no. I do feel chronic stress about career stuff and like about like writing and getting things out and producing and doing the right thing or the wrong thing and social media and like getting everything out and then, you know, hitting certain markers and all, or just like I feel a lot of stress about that, but that's not
new. You tried meditation? I know. I can't do it either. It's too hard.
I'm so scared.
What is my way of relaxing? Baths?
I love a bath.
Yeah.
I'll do a magnesium bath.
Yeah.
I've got my little things. The problem is when I'm traveling, it's hard to... I love a vibration plate. Like, I'll stand on a whole fucking vibration plate. It's good for your lymphatic system. I organize my little peptides.
How do you do the road? Because I just planned a bus tour. Because the road is killing me so much.
It's really a bus tour where you're gonna bring the bus and be on it and stuff.
I'll be on the bus.
Great.
And I'll have it loaded up with my fish.
So you,
It'll be a fish tour.
Is it just going to be you on the bus? Because having fish...
Listen, it'll be Jake too, but he wants to do the same diet.
He's adapted to it?
Me and him are both like trying to get to the bottom of our issues just like you. Okay. He's very similar. Yeah.
Because the fish is a tough one.
I know. But there's ways.
There's ways.
You can do ways.
And you guys are going to be eating... hopefully you eat different types of fish.
Yeah, you can do salmon, trout, you can do all that stuff.
Right.
And you can do it.
Sardines are great.
The best way
for
is
you.
I think I'm going to bring an air fryer. That seems perfect. To be the best way.
Great. It's Chuck the it smell there. I'm thinking of.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling. But when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Doing a bus tour so you can get a lymphatic vibration plate on the bus tour. So it's a little toy. You see it and it shakes.
Do you bring that on the road?
No. Like, it's so tough.
What do you do? You fly in Thursday.
So I'm going to Kansas City this weekend. So I'll fly in. I'll have my show Thursday night.
You'll have to sleep.
Have to sleep. And then on Saturday, I'll get up. I'll try to do some type of, I'll go to the gym, do some type of self-care thing, like talk to someone. Or I'll be like, fuck, and I'll just start like answering emails and like editing and stuff, and I don't know.
Or what do sending you eat? It off to.
It's really tough.
Yeah, it's so tough.
For a while, I was like dialed in, and now I haven't been. Like,
Mateo gets meals.
He plans and he brings. So if I open for him, that's awesome because then he's like in the green room. He is so like measured and ahead of it. He used to bring oatmeal, I think, with him. He would have a little coffee thing he would bring, and I'll do that sometimes, but then I forget.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he'll bring,
Little utensils. It's really tough.
It's really tough. I bring tuna fish in like a pinch to just have.
I've done that before, but then like recently I just haven't been doing it.
I know.
And I'll try to, and it's like I was in Tyler, Texas, and I was like, okay, I'm going to order wherever, whatever it was. I was like, usually I can find something healthy to eat. So I ordered like a steak and some broccoli. They delivered it. I don't think they use styrofoam in New York City anymore, but they sure do there.
Yeah.
So it comes, the steak is, the styrofoam is melted around the steak.
Oh my.
And I didn't know what to do. I still ate it though.
Yeah.
But it's just like now we got microplastics, which I know I'm contaminated.
The road is fucked. If there was just a company that could cater people on the road where it would be like, you're going to show up at your hotel,
there
in your fridge
to be
is
going to
be. There has to be a way.
There has to be a way.
There are very wealthy comedians who would pay a lot of money for
Absolutely.
This, you know?
I mean, that would be like Tom Cruise has a chef.
But I mean, just like, we are with HelloFresh or some shit.
Right.
And we're going to go up into room 220.
Just
and
drop it off.
We're going to drop it off, load up the fridge.
I tried it. One time there was this place in Vegas and I was out there for a week and I was like, can you have a bunch of meals like ready for me? And the woman like did it and she dropped it off and it was great. The problem is, The problem is, like, actually having them, not getting sick of them, yeah, and, like, eating them. Because then I would have them, and I'd be like, do I want to eat that, or do I want to order something?
Right.
But it's like, okay, have some self-control. So I'll try, especially, I'll be like, if I'm someplace now, and I'll be like, okay, go find a wellness place. Like, I was in New Orleans, and I went and found a wellness place there, and it was awesome. And that's great. And then I'll discover new wellness things.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, what's this? The one in New Orleans, they had something that you, like, put in your nose, and it, like, does something with your cells or something. And I go, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's a nano VI. Never heard of it. I said, shove it in. I'll try it.
What's a nano VI?
I don't know. But I did it. I'll do it again. Wait. Second I'm back in New Orleans.
Do you do the IV thing?
I did a blood IV.
No, where they put in water or something?
I've done lots of vitamins IVs.
Like NAD?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Why? You do not want to do an NAD IV.
Really?
Okay. So here's the thing with NAD.
Sakura loves NAD.
So NAD is great. And okay, NAD IV specifically is very tricky. NAD is actually a very big molecule. You need to get NAD into your cell. So NAD basically, like, recharges your mitochondria. Your mitochondria is, like, the thing that, like, revs up the cells. It's like the battery that lets them, like, do their jobs, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like if... like Lil Jon, like the hype men, like that's Lil Jon and the East Side Boys are like the East Side Boys are the NAD for Lil Jon.
Okay.
You know what I
mean? Yes.
So without that, it would just be some him. He's out there, and I've heard he's actually a great performer. But it's like you need that. I actually have heard he's really good just on his own.
Yeah.
But or am I confusing him with T-Pain? Those guys. So that would be like the mitochondria. Those are the
okay
cells. So NAD, if you do a drip, your cells can't absorb it, so it spikes it, and then you pee it out. It doesn't matter. So you want to have, first thing you do, if you want to get your NAD levels up, get a test, see where you're at.
Okay.
And then you want to do sub-Q injections where you take like little shots, or you can do an NAD suppository, put it in your butt, or you can take something called NMNH or NR, which then make your body create its own NAD. That I couldn't speak on.
You study this all the time.
So that I can speak on because I raise my NAD levels from like a 40 to a 80.
And who's checking your blood so good?
I go to Quest Diagnostics and I run the test myself.
And then you learn how to read it?
I put it into ChatGPT, which has made mistakes. But really? There's this company called Rhythm Health that I might start using. I don't know, though. I just need to focus on career stuff, though, and not be spending so much time on this stuff.
Yeah.
But that is like my fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Plus, totally. I felt like shit my whole life, so like I don't want to.
And you're almost 40 and you look 25 years old.
I get a lot of stuff done, too, though. I get Botox, I get fillers.
You do?
I do.
Where?
Botox here, or fillers here, and then Botox right there.
Can you move your eyebrows? Oh, not really.
Not really.
Can you do this?
Not even kinda.
Wow.
I know. You don't do any of that stuff?
No way. I have to be able to.
I know. I have to keep it expressive because I have to for on stage. So like in sometimes instead of doing that, like I'll do like a.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
I had to modify it.
You've had to modify it. Yeah.
I have
to
because I got to do it.
Which could be better. I use my eyebrows so much that I don't think I could do it. Maybe someday, but not yet. I'm too scared to not be able to.
And then just get stuck like
and
that.
And my face is weird. I have like a weird face. So
no,
I like to,
you don't.
Thank you. But I
no,
have like a Jim Carrey.
No,
movable.
No.
But I can move it.
You do not look like Jim Carrey at all.
Thanks.
Not that he's not a bad looking guy.
He's a good, but he is a man.
There is a funny comedian named Heather Shaw that actually does look very similar to Jim Carrey.
It's crazy.
And she talks about it a lot.
Yeah.
So she would look more like Jim Carrey, but you don't look like Jim Carrey.
Right, but she can't get Botox because then
she can't. Right, yeah. She can't be able to do that stuff.
So you get Botox forehead.
Forehead.
Where do you get filler?
Right here. The last time I was on your show, I had tried all natural filler, and that's why my face was so swollen.
And what does filler do?
It fills it in, because it like when you start to get you start losing collagen production, and it's like a whole bunch of shit. I never even knew about any. My self care used to be I would go to a tanning salon and I would smoke cigarettes in high school. That would be like I'm having a day, and I used to just like drive around and like talk shit with my friend Kristen Meany. I don't know why we were like such little Florida old ladies, but that's what we would do. We'd get go to
that's awesome.
I know.
Did but now no tanning. I've never tanned. Maybe
we used
one
to do
time
it
I tanned.
All the time. We would drive. It was like 45 minutes away. We would lay in a tanning bed and then smoke cigarettes.
That's fun.
It was fun. It was fun. It wasn't not fun. And then we would shoplift too.
At some point, I'll have to get Botox or fillers, but I'm trying to see how long I can go. But I know it's preventative.
It is preventative, and you want to go to someone who's really conservative. And Botox, you want to go to someone who's really conservative and not going to overdo it, which I don't think is a problem in New York, but then sometimes you in LA or South Carolina where I was.
I wouldn't be able to do this.
If you go to someone who's really conservative, yeah.
Can you do this?
Uh-uh. Ow, ow, ow.
Does it hurt?
Ow. It's like, it's like hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I had deep lines in my forehead. deep.
Really? They're yes. gone.
I had deep lines, and I remember being on a hair and makeup one for a show. And I look over and I go, I know these two actresses are older than me, but their foreheads were smooth like a baby's butt.
Yeah.
And then I left and I was like, what the fuck? This, I was like naive. I remember it was, I was in LA and my friend Genevieve picked me up and I was like, they're older than me. Their foreheads are like baby's butts. And she's like, you're in LA. Everyone gets Botox. She was like, I'm an Uber driver. I get Botox. And I was like, really?
Some of my moms get Botox. It's crazy.
How many moms you got?
Three.
You have three?
Yeah.
How? Oh, one of them remarried. They got divorced and remarried?
Yeah, wow. yeah. And two of them get Botox.
Yeah.
I should do it.
I mean,
just a little bit.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Yeah. I don't really obsess about it. I'm more weight oriented. You know what I mean? But totally. I'm sure if I got to a weight that I liked, then I would start obsessing.
Do you
about
think that that is possible? Or do you think that you feel so comfortable having that?
Yeah, 155.
Really? So you have like a certain
thing. I love 155. Okay. I got down to 152 and it was a little
too thin. Yeah.
It just looked a little like you know what it was? Mm. It's when I go to sleep and my knees are like touching too much. I don't like that.
And you go, that's not right. Totally.
Yeah. Like my knees can't get comfortable. I hate that.
Yeah,
that
I get that.
Me out. And 155 is like perfect.
But what about this? What about like, what if you had more muscle, weighs more than fat? So like, what if you like felt better, but like weren't that exact
weight? I've done that. And even with like full working out, 155 is always
was the sweet spot.
Yeah. Because sometimes, yeah, 155 means I can still like be lifting and have a butt.
Right.
And then 152, I kind of lose muscle mass.
I get that. I've had that too. I had that too, which is something I never thought I would ever have. But I had like cranked up my Vyvanse and then I was like looking at pictures of me and I was like, I don't like how I look. I look too like gaunt.
Yeah.
Which was something I never thought.
Yeah.
And I like how muscles look. I like how like a fullness looks too.
Yeah. But when I did the full like no sugar, no processed carbs thing, I got down to 152 and I was like,
how did you do that on the road and not like bite people's heads off?
A huge amount of hard-boiled eggs and tuna.
And that doesn't fuck up your stomach or anything?
Oh my God.
It's not good.
So farty.
Yeah.
So far. Me and Jake were like doing fart competitions. We were like, dude, it was insane. It was crazy. But yeah, it fucks up my stomach.
And it's just going to be the two of you on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that'll be like a safe space.
It's going to be a fart bus.
You're going to have your own little
It's such a safe space with Jake. Yeah. Because we're always trying to fix ourselves and we're always like nearly shitting our pants and trying.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
totally. It's very safe.
It's a real
And we're both single, which really helps.
I thought he was married.
No.
Oh. Are you guys going to go out and try to meet people together?
He always meets people on the road.
He does?
Yeah.
Straight guys do seem to meet people, I'd say, 100% easier than any other demographic.
Yeah. I'm not trying to meet anybody.
Meeting someone on the road is very tricky, unless you're someone that's very comfortable with one-night stands or something.
No.
Me neither.
I need to be best friends, and then we can have sex.
Yeah, I've never had a one-night stand. I tried
one time. I did
when
I would black out.
Really?
I would have a lot.
I tried. It didn't work. We ended up dating for a little bit.
Yeah, I wanted to date them always, one-night stands.
Right.
But then they'd be like, no, that was a one-night stand.
Damn it.
Yeah. But I'm not good at that at all. I don't meet people on the road. I don't really meet people. I mean, it literally is I'll just start dating like a friend or, I mean, that's my problem with dating comics.
Do you have anybody that you're even, I used to think of this when I would be like single. I'd be like, I'm single and I don't even have any leads. Like there wouldn't even be like
Yeah, I have no leads.
No leads.
No leads is crazy.
But
single
that's okay.
with no leads.
But that's
and
okay.
I feel like I don't even see people and go, they're hot.
Right.
At all.
But also, if you're getting over a very tough breakup, then that's probably your body being like, we're not ready. We're not ready.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
I'm trying to. Usually, I force my way out of it. Like, right. I push through and I go on a date with somebody that I'm not attracted to. This time, I'm trying to just be like.
I wonder if it's trickier dating now, too, because it's kind of like your career has put you in a different
space. Yeah, I can't go on Hinge.
And it's also like people are. Right.
They all know me on Hinge.
And people are also. It's like they're meeting you. They might know more about you, but it's like the version of you that you're sharing. But you're like, okay, naturally us actually getting to know each other, I wouldn't have said all of those things.
Yeah.
So it's like, I still want to be able to tell you about my family in my own way.
Totally.
But then it's like, but then they also could have consumed all that info. So it's just like finding.
There was one guy who I was going to go on a date with, or I did go on a date with, and he was like, I'm not going to look at any of your stand-up, just so you know. And I was like, that is so nice.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
And did he stick to it, you think?
After I was like, I don't want to see you anymore, then he was like, well, now I'm watching all of it, and now all my algorithm is you, which is really upsetting, because he wanted to go on another date.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good for you for not dragging it out and trying to make it something if you didn't want to go on another date, though, because I never used to do that. I go on a date, and it wouldn't be right, and I'd be like, yeah, let's definitely do another date.
Yeah, I can't. It's
That's
too,
good. It's a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. Well, I also get like freaked out. Like I get the rapey feeling if I don't like somebody. You like somebody being nice to me that I'm not attracted to makes me feel like they're about to, like I went on a date with a guy and he was really into me and I wasn't into him and I like felt my body felt really weird and then I reached over and touched my dog and she was shaking like insanely.
Oh, that's not good.
Because she knew I was like panicking and I was like, oh yeah, I have to like go. Like the feeling of somebody being about to kiss me and I don't want them to kiss me is pure panic.
That's so fair though.
Pure panic.
Nothing is worse than a physical interaction you don't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad.
Yeah.
It's like.
It sucks.
So that's.
And that's every date. With somebody you don't want to be with. True. Is they're going to try some touch or they're going to be like, I really like you, which feels like rape because you have to be like, I don't like you.
Do you bring up the fish and egg stuff? Does that ever deter people?
Listen, I haven't dated in so long that nobody's heard about the fish and egg.
Okay.
Thing. People have heard about my oatmeal obsession that I used to have, but oatmeal's cuter.
Oatmeal's so much cuter. Yeah. Fish and eggs is tough.
Fish and eggs is really
fish
tough.
Fish and eggs is
it's
welcome
eggs
to
for
the
breakfast,
show.
Fish for...
Okay, so you're not eating fish and eggs.
No.
Okay, for some reason, that does make it better.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was picturing you eating like
I have
a
hard-boiled egg maker.
Okay, this is making it better. I was picturing you like mashing up the fish
no,
with the
God.
Eggs.
No, God. No,
and
no,
was,
no.
Okay,
although,
I was like, wow.
Avocado and fish. Avocado and eggs. Avocado goes...
Right.
Avocado's the in-between.
Yes, I get that.
That fucker can go either way.
It's avocado.
But never the two shall meet.
Okay.
Certainly not. No eggs are touching the fish. I would never allow
okay,
that.
This makes it so much less like intense than what I was picturing.
No.
I was picturing like some
you know
like,
what's
bowl.
Weird? The more fish and eggs I eat, the less my vagina smells like fish and eggs.
That's
isn't
wild.
That interesting?
That is interesting.
Like I used to have perpetual candida where every time I got my period, I'd get a little yeasty.
Fuck.
And then I started eating fish and eggs, which feels like it's
right.
Literally what a yeasty vagina is. And it cured my yeasty vagina.
That's wild. See, well, we need to find some nutriopath that like wants to like figure out exactly what's going on with us. So we're not shooting in the dark anymore.
Yeah, we are shooting in the dark.
Shooting in the dark.
It's crazy.
I've
especially
got no
I have
idea.
PMDD and that's
me
like.
Me too.
You have PMDD.
I do.
Oh,
ADD
we know
and
this.
PMDD, yeah. And it's not easy, but I got an IUD for it. And that made it go away. Thank God.
You
but
got an IUD or Mirena?
Is Mirena the
plastic
IUD?
Or metal?
I think it's metal.
You got the copper one?
I
do you
think?
Bleed still?
No.
Okay, no, you got the plastic one.
I got the plastic one.
Thank God.
But for some people, it makes it worse. Because I tried going on birth control, and it was the worst experience
me
of my
too.
Life.
Yeah, me too. I had the Mirena,
tragic.
And I think it got better.
It really, for me, it was like a last resort, and I was so scared. Like, I was so scared to do
it. Is
it
in there?
Still in there.
Maybe I should try it.
And I was so scared to do it. And I was going to get anesthesia to do it. So I went up to the place to do anesthesia and I got bad vibes from the anesthesiologist because he came in and he's like, where's my backpack? And then he was like, oh, there it is. And he was like looking like digging
oh
through
God.
It. And then he was like, he's like, can I just leave this over here? And something about it, I was like, that's weird. And then I went in the bathroom and there was like urine out that wasn't labeled. And I was like, hey, like there's like rogue urine in the bathroom. And someone was like, oh, and they moved it. So I was like, I'm getting bad vibes from this place. And I left. Thank God.
And you aren't worried that it's having some impact on hormones?
All I know is if it is impacting the hormones, it's for the better because I used to get such crippling PMDD that it would be like, I would be so morbidly depressed like 5 or 6 days before my period that I had a hard time functioning.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I would
I
get irritable and like snappy and it would be so bad. And I don't have that. So if it's fucking in my hormones with them, fuck on. Because it's
okay.
Doing something right.
Okay. Maybe I should try it again.
The thing that's scary, though, is like, then they're like, except for some people, it makes it worse. And it's like, we don't have room to, like, I know that, it's like when you're that, get that depressed from it, it's like, I don't have room to play with, though.
Yeah. I had it for a while, and I can't remember if it worked or not because I had, like, just moved to New York and everything was such chaos.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
There's
like,
so
I
many
can't.
Variables.
But I don't remember being, I had IBS while I had it in.
Yeah.
Which might have been, you know, when you get bad, did you ever get bad stomach aches from PMDD?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I looked back on certain things. It took so long for me to figure out I had PMDD too.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I have this, I have that. And then I was like, wait, it's not all month. Like I'll be, but it's like, oh yeah, well depression, it lifts. And then I started being like, wait, but I will go really off the hand. Like I will feel so depressed. And then when I learned about PMDD, I was like, that's what it is.
Yeah, I have it where I get so, like, the other day I was driving in my car and I was like, I feel like something horrible is about to happen. Like, I can't believe how bad I feel. This is crazy. And I was like, I know it's PMDD. I know that's what
yes.
it is. And I walked into the house and just saw my mom and just started the biggest fight of all time.
Damn, I thought you were
going to say
you
started
crying.
Where I was able to scream. And the screaming and yelling being like, fuck you, got it out. And I get in these fights with people that are so crazy.
Right.
And I know it's PMDD. And sometimes it'll be strangers on the street where I'll just be like, go fuck your, and it feels like that's what it wants.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy.
The beast inside.
It's the beast inside.
I get in little things with strangers on the street too. If I feel like they looked at me funny or they like cut me off or if someone was rude.
Yeah.
Like the other day, it was a little couple months ago. It was like some guy, my girlfriend was going to pay for something. It was late at night and this guy like cut in front of her and paid for it. And I went, we're in line. And he was like, ugh. And I was like, you know, other people are in line too. And then he was obviously like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was like, why would you engage? You're going to fight with this guy. And
so you don't fight with your girlfriend before your period?
No, not anymore. No.
Wow. Because
I don't get it. This,
you don't even know when it is.
And this for me is like a full flip around because it used to be so bad.
Did you get it while you were with this girl?
Yeah. And it used to be a problem.
And she was like, this is
She was like, you have something. Because I would get so depressed.
Yeah.
And here's the thing with depressed. The killer's inside the house. Because then I'm like, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and it'd be like, well, maybe you're depressed because you have something. I'd be like, or I'm depressed because this and that and this, and I should be depressed, and it's allowing me to feel how life really is.
Yeah. You have to externalize it or you feel insane. You have to find a reason why you're so sad
or else
you're just like crazy.
And then you feel so sad. I'm like, I'm so sad. And it's like, and then people are like, oh, you should be grateful for this. I go, I'm sad.
We've been going so long.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
You're my favorite guest. Do you know that?
No way. You say that to all the guests.
No, I don't. I do not. Your episodes are my favorite episodes. They fly by so fast. I could talk to you forever. We're the same person. It's crazy.
I love podcasting. Well, it's so much funner being a guest, too.
It is,
yeah. You're not putting in any.
But I never have met anybody who has such a similar brain as me. It's crazy. It's so nice.
PMDD is not good.
It's fucked. I'm going to get a Marina.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.